Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our morning message is a gospel lesson. Please be seated. Go and tell. One of the things about new Christians is that they cannot stop sharing their new faith in Christ. Very often, as soon as a person comes to faith in Christ, others are soon to follow because they go and tell. Many times, we encounter the challenge among longtime Christians that they do not go and tell. They do not go and tell as if their faith do not have a convincing story to share at all. On the other hand, the new Christians, more often than not, are so eager to share their faith in Christ. As a result, their witness yields fruits immediately in reaching more people for Christ. The end of our gospel lesson, Jesus said to the man, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." And he went away proclaiming throughout the whole city how much Jesus had done for him. This once a demon-possessed man had a convincing story to share. The word of the Lord tells us that he did just that. The story in our gospel lesson reminds me of an event some years ago. We arrived in this town for a celebration. When the family discovered that we were in town, the mother asked if she could bring her son over to where we were staying for us to pray for him. Since there was no longer a pastor in this community, she did not know where to turn until we showed up. She knew our family and knew that I was a pastor. The reason was that her son had been crying and not sleeping well for a period of time. Here I thought to myself, this must be a little boy that might be experiencing some discomforts. Surely a prayer would probably bring comfort to him and the family, especially the mother, who was very concerned. As typical of these requests, I did not think of anything out of the ordinary. Long story short, it was a full-blown demon possession case. This was not a little boy. He was a 21-year-old young man, spiritually and physically afflicted. By God's grace and mercy, the Lord cast out the demon that day through the prayer service. That event was so dramatic and powerful. Many were shaken by what they had witnessed that day, God's miracles of deliverance. Word spread quickly throughout the community. By the next day at the celebration that we had originally come to be a part of, people had heard about what had happened already. Fast forward 2 years later, we met the family again. This time, everyone was well, and to my surprise, all had become Christians, including the stepfather that was a witness on that particular day of deliverance. More accurately, he was quite stunned that day. He basically froze to the sofa that he was sitting as he witnessed what was happening in front of him. This stepfather was quite devoted to the traditional religion. It was inconceivable that he would ever consider becoming a Christian due to the prestigious role that he played in the animistic community. In previous encounters with him, he made known quite clearly in so many ways that he would not be interested in Christianity at all. But the Holy Spirit worked in his heart in a mighty way. He became a Christian, an elder even. The words of this familiar Christmas song come to mind. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. I am not suggesting that we need a demon possession event in order for us to go and tell. I have seen and met many people with deep spiritual affliction in my ministry in the mission context that I would not wish on anyone. Many people will never encounter such a dramatic event like demon possession in our gospel reading, or the young man that I have shared here. But I am quite sure that each of us here can go and tell, declare how much God has done for us. We could go and tell, proclaim throughout the whole city how much Jesus had done for each of us. Even more than that, with social media today, we can actually tell the whole world how much Jesus had done for us instantly. One of the scary things is that before you even say amen in your sermon, the whole world already heard it, you see. And so we can do that. We can share how much Jesus had done for us instantly in so many ways these days. Share the good news that we have a Lord. We have a Lord that loves us very much, that he rescued us from sin, death, and the devil. Robert Bennett talks about his book, Afraid, Demon Possession and Spiritual Warfare in America. He writes, the title of this book, which is Afraid, represents the general spiritual situation found in America, which also represent a common problem found around the world. Outside the truth of Jesus' sacrificial life and death for fallen humanity, only fear can exist. End of quote. Today, many people live in fear. Many experience anxiety attacks. We live in a society with a very high rate of depression. In light of the historic tragedy in Orlando, people have good reason to be afraid. Students in the classroom and pastors out in the field have talked about the fear of refugees coming to America that may bring terrorists along. As recent as this past weekend, a pastor shared his concern about refugees coming to America to destroy his faith, as he explicitly put it. And he asked my opinion during my presentation. My quick response was that God is still in control. Don't be afraid. If Jesus has the power to drive out demons and heal a man, as we see in this gospel lesson, I am quite sure he can work in our lives in many other ways as well. When we take a moment out of our busy life to reflect, I am sure we can put together a convincing story of peace, freedom, forgiveness, life, and purpose in Christ to share with the world personally. After all, we have been baptized into Christ, as our first reading reminds us. As we are here at the seminary, as we return to our home, to our ministry at the end of our studies this week or the next or this month, and wherever the Lord might take us this summer, declare. Declare how much God has done for us. Proclaim to the whole world, beginning right where we are, how much Jesus had done for us. Go and tell. Amen. We stand for the hymn.